Right now, there aren't enough poll workers to fill the 2 million spots that will be needed nationally for the fall election. And many of those poll workers are older. The U.S. Elections Assistance Commission says the average age is 72. One concern is that older poll workers may be more likely to make mistakes. Wisconsin does not keep track of poll workers' age, but State Elections Board Director Kevin Kennedy says by far there are fewer younger workers helping out on Election Day than older ones.
Their level of commitment, their dedication is impressive. But the reality is that that's a long day. I mean, in Wisconsin, we've been doing a number of things to address this.
Election officials can't shorten what can sometimes be a 17-hour day for poll workers. But there have been efforts to reduce mistakes by making the job less tedious and trying to get younger workers in the ranks. For 2 years now, teens have been able to work at Wisconsin polls. Recruiting at high schools and colleges was one of the recommendations of the Federal Elections Panel. So was seeking the help of corporations, which could provide their employees as poll workers and pick up the tab so municipalities don't have to.
Now that we haven't seen is quite as much developed yet, but there's been some talk on that.
Getting enough poll workers isn't the only concern. They have to be trained, and their job has gotten more complicated. Under changes included in the Help America Vote Act, first-time voters will have to show identification, and those not already on voter rolls will get a provisional ballot. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.